Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Dustin Lynch, Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Man, it's one of those days I wake up and I was like, it's not really Friday. I'm sure it's probably Wednesday or Thursday.
Because it's Friday.
I know. Every other day this week I've been waking up and I've been like, it's Friday, right? No, it's not yet Friday.
You know who's excited that it's Friday besides everybody?
Yeah, actually, tell me who's not, and then we'll attack the list from there.
Super excited that it's Friday today, this day in particular. Mm. All the kids in Hillsborough County. It's fair day. They don't even have school today.
What you're going to have is thousands of kids eating pork rind nachos today.
America.
America.
Funnel cakes, pork rinds. You think about it, though. If you live in Hillsborough County, that's like Christmas morning. All of a sudden, you wake up and you get to go to the fair, eat a bunch of junk food.
My kids
don't have to go to school.
Live in Pinellas, and they heard about this yesterday and got really mad. So I was like, this is how county rivalries start. You know, it's like, and they don't have it. Like, there's
Kevin and I were talking about it because I grew up in St. Pete and we never got to go to Fair Day.
They
but when
do
you
it.
Watch the news, that's all they were talking about was Fair Day. I used to be so jealous.
Two of my kids, Charlie and Tyler, they were like, what? How do we go to Hillsborough County? I'm like, it doesn't work like that. Like, you can't just switch because of the fair. Like, it doesn't work like that. That'd be cool. I will say, though, growing up, we were never off. Like, I love how people are like, back in the day when it used to be. I'm like, nah, we never got off of the fair. Like, ever got off.
Yeah. Kevin, you went to where?
I went to private school, so we never had it off either.
No. Got it.
So, but it's my kids are off today because they're in public school in Hillsborough County. I believe, too, that they have a day for the Strawberry Festival, too, this year.
What the heck? They just give out days?
I believe that's right.
To go and eat and have fun?
Yeah.
That sounds ideal. Can we get a fair day?
Sounds like I'm ready to go back to school.
It's on March the 4th, Strawberry Festival, non-student day. It's all off. It's a Monday. It's a Monday.
The Lord have mercy. I actually am considering or thinking about how I could go back to school.
I will say, I'm happy that the fair this year, I think every year it's like, it's something sweet and fried and everything, but they went pork rind nacho. And
I'm like, you are obsessed, Mark. You have not stopped talking about these pork rind nachos.
I keep seeing the pictures. I don't know. I guess because I'm talking about it, so I'm being inundated on my Facebook and Instagram, like with the fair ads.
I saw them on my Facebook last night.
Yeah, so I'm getting inundated with it because the algorithm is controlling all of our lives.
It means you need them, Mark.
I'm in the
you
matrix.
Need the
I'm in
nachos.
I'm in the pork rind nacho matrix right now online, and it's everywhere. But I'm really glad because, like, I'm not into sweet foods at all.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, wow, this is great. Like, they went next level with pork rind nacho.
Savory.
Yeah.
Mm,
I'm definitely going to go get some of those.
Sounds delicious.
All right, Hillsborough kids, congratulations. You got those Pinellas kids today. You got them good.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, on the way, deep fried Nashville. We're going to do it right after Luke comes. Listen, this is a historical deep fried Nashville.
Historical.
It's historical. Brooks and let me just hold on a second, everybody. Brooks and Dunn are back.
Yes.
No one is more excited about this than Kevin.
I'm right up there too. Kevin and I had this weird bonding yesterday after you left.
Yeah,
the
you
radio
guys
station.
Had a bromance. I heard all about it.
We had a little Brooks and Dunn bonding. It was awesome. We're gonna play you a little piece of their new song next. It's a reboot. All right.
It's a new
version of
an old song
of a classic.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And it does feature Luke Combs.
Yes, it does.
And then we've got more Brooks and Dunn. We're going to play a little bit of that next. We're going to play the full song at 7 o'clock on QIK. I'm very excited.
I can tell.
Dude, Brooks and Dunn are back.
Yes. I know. It's a good song.
2019.
Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QIK.
Write it down, y'all. February 8th, 2019, the day Brooks and Dunn rebooted their career. They are back. We don't know how serious this is. Like, are they going to go on, like, a tour? Is there going to be, like, a huge album? Like, we don't know all the details.
Well, if Kevin's prayers come true, then yes.
Gosh, but there is new music.
Yes, there is.
All right, let me get to this right now. This is just a little piece here. Brooks and Dunn. Kevin, do you want to... How long has it been, Kevin, since you announced a Brooks and Dunn song on the radio?
Oh, my gosh. This is their first new stuff in 12 years?
Over a decade. I'll let you do the honors. It's with Luke Combs.
With Luke Combs. This is their very first big hit, and it was Brand New Man.
Baby, you and me together feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track.
I got memories, man. I got chills.
the Frederick County Fair in Maryland. I was baptized by the fiery touch. Brooks Dunn and Luke Combs. We're going to play the whole song at 7 o'clock this morning.
Oh, we are? We can play the whole thing?
Yes, we can.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, guess what? Even if we can't, we're going to anyway.
That's right.
Even if we're not allowed, we're playing it.
All right, I like it.
Gosh.
You're a rebel on Fridays. I like this, Mark.
All right, so Brooks and Dunn, that's very, very exciting. We're happy for those guys. Also, Brooks and Dunn, they're going to join Kelsey Ballerini on The Voice. This is how I know some they're in it to win it, right? New music,
yeah.
And now The Voice. They're going on the. This is big. So get ready for Brooks and Dunn, Kelsey Ballerini. They're going to appear on the upcoming season of The Voice.
It starts February 25th on NBC.
Right, and so they're going to serve as Blake Shelton's advisors. Good choice of Blake Shelton, by the way. Isn't that, I mean, does it get any better than them?
No.
Jason Aldean, a big week for him. He's got the number one country song in the country.
Yes, he does. Girl Like You.
He also has a brand new little baby. She is.
That happens to be a girl.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Right, so a big week. His wife, Brittany, still in the hospital. This happens from time to time where you've got to have blood transfusions. And, you know, because it's a lot of, listen, I've
See,
seen.
You say that like it's a common thing. I don't know. Having never given birth.
Well.
You're like, oh, you know, this happens from time to time. Really? She's still in the hospital because she has blood transfusions? I heard these days that they try to get you out the hospital.
They do. They want you to get up and get moving and doing everything. But, you know, that's a tough process for a woman. And, you know, so they just want to make sure she's going to be okay, but she is still in
well,
the hospital.
Good.
But they just want to make sure that.
I really like her.
So. Everything's great. No, she's great. But, yeah, trust me, I always say, I don't know, like, sometimes me and my wife will be arguing, and I'm like, I better shut up, because she's had five babies come out of her. And I know I ain't that tough.
Yeah, exactly.
I am not that
smart
tough.
Man.
Finally, Maren Morris, new album is coming out. It's going to be called Girl, and they said this is all ready for next month.
I just feel like this album is way more grown up and mature, but it still doesn't take itself too seriously. Like, there's always going to be that tongue-in-cheek, like, homegirl vibe that was on the first. But there's more love songs, and I'm not afraid of looking vulnerable. There's such strength in the vulnerable songs that they've become my favorites.
Maren Morris, new album coming out in about a month. But I got to tell you, I'm still really jacked up about this Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah, me too. I want to hear the entire song.
All right, 7 o'clock, 15 minutes away, the new Brooks and Dunn song with Luke Combs. And, I mean, we played the clip for you, so you know it's brand new, man. But it's a brand new version with
yes.
Luke Combs.
Yeah.
And is there a better guy to team up with than Luke Combs right now?
Nope. Pretty smart.
None. That is absolutely amazing.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, was that back-to-back Luke Bryan songs?
I think so.
Back-to-back Luke Bryan songs, so you know the deal. Caller 9, and I know we got caller Amber's holding on. What's going on, Amber?
Are you not taking Luke Bryan callers right now?
Well, we're not taking Luke Bryan calls right now.
Well, hold on. We just played fast, and then we're talking to you, so we're taking Luke Bryan calls right now.
Am I caller 9?
There we go. Now we got to the meat
and
potatoes of this. Yes, we got it. And you are the 9th caller.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's so exciting.
Hell yeah. That's the best way to start the weekend. So you got Luke Bryan tickets for Country Thunder. We'll be up there partying with you. We can't wait. And then now you're qualified. This is the best part.
Yes.
$2,000 in cash. Just going to dump $100 bills all over
gosh.
You. Backstage, you and Luke. Whatever you and Luke do backstage, and then
that's up to you,
and then some VIP seating too.
That sounds amazing. Thank you guys so much.
You're the best. Have a great weekend. All right.
Thank you. You too.
All right. That's how we set up the weekends there.
Yeah.
Next shot between 11 and noon for that Luke. Next, walking out on a bar tab. I'm gonna tell you this story. Next after Aldean on QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. You ever been a part of something in a restaurant like? I mean, it's a crime, and, like, you're right there watching this go down. I'm never going to believe this. My wife and I were at one of our favorite places on the beach last weekend. We go to this place once a week. Love
okay.
it. Family-owned business. Just love the people. Love everything. We're sitting there, and we're sitting at the bar, and these two ladies are sitting at the table, right? They get up from the table where they were sitting out ordering food and come up to sit at the bar next to us.
Okay.
It was kind of weird. It was like, you were sitting at a table, and then you moved to the bar. Usually it's the other way around.
Right. You're waiting for your table to be ready, so you sit up at the bar.
Okay. So they're sitting there, and they tell the bartender, hey, we move. We're going to sit at the bar now. So, you know, and he's like, okay, well, I'll tell your server you're not there anymore. And you move your tab and everything like this, right? So they order their food. They're getting a bunch of food, like a
to the point where my wife goes, my God. I mean, it was a lot of food. It's like,
I don't judge at the bar. You get whatever you want while you're up there.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like three appetizers, three entrees.
Oh, it was a feast.
Yeah.
It was a Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
Okay.
I'm talking about, and then like each person had like two or three drinks. There was like a liquor, a beer, a shot, you know, like everything. And I'm just like, wow, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, your people watching skills are on point.
Well, they're right next to me, but you know, it's the season. So you have people traveling down and I'm like, okay, whatever. So they're sitting there and they're talking about how good the food is and everything like this. All of a sudden, I look over. The people are gone. They left.
Okay.
Bartender's like, hey, do you know where they are? Like, no, I mean, I'm not with them, so I don't know, you know. Never came back.
They didn't pay their tab.
They walked on the tab. Let me tell you what we figured out. And these people are good. They're pros, okay? When you go to the bar in a lot of places and you order a drink, you start a tab, they take your card and swipe it and hand the card back to you, right? So they have your card.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, when you sit at a table and you start ordering, the waitress doesn't say, let me get your card and swipe it. So they started at the table, moved to the bar. We figured this whole thing out with the bartenders there.
Crazy!
So that no one ever had their card on file and they could walk out without, there's no way they have to pay for it.
Oh my gosh. It was so calculated. So I would have never thought of that.
Me neither till then.
Because I'm not trying to run out on a tap, but also I just can't believe that.
Yeah, no, I'm not giving y'all any ideas. I mean, don't rip people off. This is terrible. I mean, I grew up in the restaurant business. My parents own restaurants. It's a tough business, and I give a lot of credit to these people.
They need that money.
Family-owned businesses working so hard, and I'm just going, this really made me mad. And I was like, I feel like I got to talk about it because it's, if you see something like going on, you got to say, that's
if
a shady.
If you see something, say something.
I know it's
Mark.
So cliche, but it just made me so angry. And I told my wife, I was like, I feel like we're like a part of this. Like, even though we weren't, like, we're sitting next to him, like, I should have known what was going on, you know?
Or just said, I don't know, maybe brought it to the bartender's attention when they were dipping out. But it's
shady.
Not on you.
I know.
You can't do anything about it.
All right, 800-992-1099. Stories of walking out on taps. Maybe you're a bartender. Maybe you were with somebody that did
it. Maybe you did it back in the day and you feel bad about it. You want to clear your conscience.
Little dine and dash back in the day.
Yeah. My mom told me she did it one time and she still remembers it and it haunts her.
I think everybody's done it once.
I haven't.
I haven't either, even though I say that just to group myself in with the crazy kids.
Yeah, it's kind of like yesterday when you said everyone pees in their pants as an adult. I also haven't done that.
My point on that was if you're in the golf, you are.
Yeah, sure.
Kevin, have you ever walked out on it like when you were a kid?
No, I have never.
Yeah, you went to private school. You're not doing that. I think he wouldn't do that. I should have known better.
It would have shocked me. Of course he would
have.
Kevin,
I wish you would have been like, hell yeah, all the time. Yeah. Just to make us go, what? All right, we get your calls. Walking on the tab, dine and dashing. 800-992-1099. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Man, people walk out on their tabs, especially, you know.
Such jerks.
It really is. My wife and I were sitting at a beach bar. We love going to this place on Indian Rocks Beach. It's couple walks out. It was two women. They walked out on a tab. They screw the bartenders over. I mean, it was just terrible. So we're talking to people about when you've been there, when you've seen it. Maybe you're a manager of a restaurant. Dan works behind the bar. And Dan, you make a good point, too, about people who walk out on their tabs.
What they don't realize is their servers end up having to pay for that.
Been there before.
Yeah, and you know what, too? Like one or two tabs, doesn't that wipe out your whole night of tips?
Whole night of tips and then some at times.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Because you got to, you know, you don't just lose your tip, but you have to cover the meal.
Yeah, it's a bad situation.
The meal, the booze, whatever they had, you know, and it's like it ruins their night because if it happens early in their shift, they know they're basically working as a volunteer the rest of the night. Isn't that terrible?
It is. It's painful.
Dude, this couple, I mean, I know I just told the story, but they sat at a table because when you sit at a table, you don't get your card swiped like you do at a bar.
Right.
And they moved after they made their order to the bar.
It was just so calculated.
They know the system.
It wasn't like they realized, oh, you know, I forgot my debit card, so, or I don't have any cash on me. Crap, what do I do? Let's just dip out. It was planned.
Crazy.
I got stuck with a bar tab for my friend's 21st birthday. She was so blacked out, gone. And this guy that she was with, I'd never met before, he was like, oh, yeah, shots. Kept ordering all of these shots. And then he disappeared.
Well, of course, it's always that guy.
And
it's that guy, yeah.
And I was the one with them the entire time. So I was the one that got stuck with the bar tab.
Yeah, the party starter, he's always there when it's fun, right? But when it comes time to collect, he's gone.
Bye.
Yeah, that's just absolutely, absolutely brutal. But I just say this. For y'all in the service industry and everything, I've seen this happen before, but this is the new thing. And these women were great at it. They sat at a table because the bartender doesn't collect swipe the card if you're at a table, like your waitress doesn't.
Yep.
And then they moved.
Be on the lookout for it.
And they walked out. Yeah, it's exactly right. 99.5 QIK.
feel like we're like live PD, like justice.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, talking about people walking out on bar tabs. It's like the worst thing you can do because you just, you mess up those bartenders' whole nights. They got to cover it. And the people that own these restaurants, they're family businesses a lot of the time, and totally screws their whole deal up. My wife and I were sitting there. We watched this all happen a couple weeks ago. It was like, it made me so angry. These two women, they had calculated this whole thing out. So we're taking calls from people that have been a part of this. Kayla was out for a wild night. She's been holding on. Kayla, tell people the story. What happened?
We decided that we was going to go down to Steak and Shake, which was a hop and a skip from the bar that we were all at. And this was a group of maybe 13, 14 people at Steak and Shake eating. And all of a sudden, everybody starts getting up and walking out one by one. And I'm thinking, okay, what's going on? You know, sometimes they'll go out and they'll chit-chat, and then they'll come back in. Well, a couple minutes pass by, and I'm sitting there, and I'm looking, and I'm realizing that all the people that I come to this restaurant with are getting in their cars and leaving.
Uh-oh.
Long story short, I ended up putting the bill for 14 people.
What was the bill at Steak and Shake for 14 people?
I think I ended up spending probably about $230.
Holy crap. What did you guys do? Smoke before you went to Steak and Shake?
It was a long night of drinking.
Uh-huh. I know you smoked after you paid the tab, for sure, at least.
It was crazy.
I wonder what the record tab is at Steak and Shake. That's got to be top five.
Oh, my goodness. That's so much money.
You know how hard it is to spend $230 at Steak and Shake? That was impossible.
They rented out the restaurant for that much.
Goodness. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. All new I Love You Man is next.
Yeah.
Calling a random dude. Going to tell him I love him.
Nothing awkward about that.
Will he tell me I love you back? We'll find out next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, let's do this. This is a brand new I Love You Man, all right? Now, listen, I always clap for love because we should all be fans of love.
Well, yeah, everybody should just be nice to one another, which is why you call grown men and see if they'll say I love you back to you.
I'm going to call
every week.
Grocery store this morning and inquire about pork rinds. Here's the reason why. You understand the Florida State Fair kicked off yesterday. The governor was there. We watched it live. It was awesome. And the official food this year, pork rind nachos, Florida State Fair. Oh, does that sound good? God, I'm so into this. What took so long? Why are we just discovering this in 2019? My God, I had more faith in America.
Because they were busy making deep-fried Oreos.
I know.
Fried again, funnel cakes.
It's all right. I'm not going to live in the past. I'm going to live in the future. Pork rind nachos.
Pork rinds in the future.
Let's call a grocery store. Let's start dialing them up here. And then we'll talk about pork rind nachos or pork rinds, see if we can get some. And then I'm going to say, tell this guy I love him in the conversation. And just to see if he'll say I love you back. All right, we're dialing through right now. God, doesn't that sound good, though? Pork rind nachos? No? Here we go. All right, okay.
Hello, me room.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, what you need? This is Dave.
I got a question about pork rinds.
Yeah, got some down here. Yep.
Are they now? But the pork rinds, are they? They're low carb, right?
I have no idea.
Well, the only reason I asked is the state fair. They're doing pork rind nachos.
Uh huh.
And it sounds pretty good, right, Dave?
I don't know. I'm thinking about that pork rind nachos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got the pork rinds. They're doing it at the state fair. They got the pork rinds, and then you cover them with cheese and meat and tomatoes and
okay,
you know what I'm saying, and jalapenos, you know what I'm saying.
I got you. I can see it. I'm not sure if I'm a fan of it, but yeah. Okay.
All right, well, I love you, man.
Okay.
All right, I love you, Dave.
Come on. Bye-bye.
Love you, man.
Yeah.
Dude, that was like a It was like a free fall from 10,000 feet.
Yeah.
He just, this is what you got.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought for sure, because he just sounded like such a nice guy.
What if you told your fiancé, Brian, you loved him, and his response was,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, my...
I'd be concerned.
I'd be concerned that there wasn't enough love. You know what I'm saying?
Be like, yeah, yeah.
Like we got ripped off. But here's the good part. Pork rind nachos at the State Fair.
Yes.
All right. We love them. All right. On the way, 8 o'clock this morning. I'm so excited for this. Brooks and Dunn. They got brand new music.
Yes.
And you and Kevin have been fangirling over it all morning long.
We're man crushing right now on Brooks and Dunn and Luke Combs. So they did a little reboot of Brand New Man, their first number one song. We're going to play it for you. 8 o'clock, 15 minutes away. This song is unbelievable. The way they redid it, and it's just, it thumps. It's like a lot of drums, and then Luke Combs. Are you kidding me?
And in the meantime, you can go enjoy the video that I caught of Kevin dancing along to it on our Instagram stories.
It's
on 99.5 QIK.
I go to the 99.5 QIK Instagram stories. Kevin is like, what was he doing? Like the air guitar?
The Rolling Stone part?
Yeah.
He's doing the,
It made me move.
It made me move.
It's the most cardio he's done in forever. Trust me.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
This might be the best invention ever. God, we need it. The world needs this. 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie. This app, I'm downloading it right now.
Have you sent some regretful messages in your life?
Everybody
Mark?
Has. I mean,
I
find
know,
me one
story.
Person that has text and hasn't sent a regretful text.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
This app is pretty cool. It's called On Second Thought.
Makes sense, yeah.
And so you have up to 60 seconds to either delete or edit a regretful message.
Gosh.
You'd have to, that's fast thinking, though. You've only got 1 minute.
Yeah, I was going to say, and then what, but the person can't look at it, obviously.
No, it won't send. It holds it.
I like that.
It holds it.
I understand.
It puts it in a queue.
Right.
Ooh, that's
and it
good.
Goes, you know what?
And it counts down. So
yeah.
You can watch the.
Oh, my goodness.
On second thought, you might not want to send that message.
Yeah.
Dear Travis. Never mind.
Have you ever sent a message? I mean,
I
do
write
you
them
know
out,
specifically that you've accidentally sent?
Oh, yeah. You know, here's the thing. Like, I write them out all the time. And
that's not, good therapy. They say to do that.
I think it's true. I write them out a lot. 9 times out of 10, I pull them back.
Were any of them to me?
No.
Not yet.
You're great.
Good answer, buddy.
Thanks.
You're great. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on this
let me, hold on. On second thought, let me unsend that message to you.
I'm on this new kick. This isn't good for the app sales, but we're not making money on the app sales, so I don't care. It's like, I look and look away. I ignore. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
So you don't even reply to messages.
Right, it's my new thing. That won't last long. I'll be back to replying soon.
It's currently available for Google Play, so it's not even in the Apple App Store yet, but so many people are downloading it that they're saying that Apple may actually try to do this with the new iPhone. So that automatically you'd be able to recall text messages.
My first boss here at the radio station, he's not here anymore. And he sent me this text once. It is long and it was like everything. So what I did is I copied the text, and I sent this, by the way. I copied back, and each one of his sayings or statements.
Mm-hmm.
So he would say, you know, da 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 da. And then I wrote, wrong. And then I copy and paste the next thing. Da, 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 da. And then I wrote, wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
Wrong.
I'm
wrong.
Sure he loved
no, you,
No,
there was
Mark.
Like 5 wrongs, right? So I send it, and then I'm like, yeah, that one's going to come back.
Probably shouldn't have done that on second thought.
It did. No, it was, you know, he needed to see that, and I was being honest. So it was good. But I think I do think like this app will help a lot of people. Probably not much like more relationships than like bosses and coworkers and stuff. This is good for relationships, right?
It is good for relationships.
Like have you and Brian ever just gotten into it on text? I mean, I just feel like people do that, you know, on text, and maybe you're like, wow, maybe I shouldn't have.
See, we don't really get into it on text because this is real mature. I just go ghost. if I'm mad, I'm not writing. Them.
That's my style too.
Silent
I'm like,
treatment.
I'll just disappear.
Yep.
What's the
new number? Who this?
What's the Homer Simpson where he just goes back into the trees?
Oh yeah,
that's the bush.
Yeah, that's what I do. It's like some of them like
I'm not here.
I'll stay there for days too. It's like it's great. All right, 800-992-1099. You got to call and tell us a story of when you send that text and you wish you had this app, right? You wish you could pull it back.
Or did someone accidentally send one to you?
Yeah, maybe you got one. Call us now. It's QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK.
All right, this is a great story. You go to the weekend. This is one you'd be talking about all weekend. Imagine if your name was... Am I saying this right?
Yeah, say
Ass,
it.
Ass Man.
Yeah, Tyler Ass Man.
So your name is...
Well, technically it's pronounced Osman.
Right. Well, I know, but it's spelt Ass Man.
It is spelt... Dave Ass Man.
All right.
Pronounced Osman.
Kevin, imagine if you were Kevin Ass Man.
Yeah, that'd
be tough one, right?
I think it is Kevin. It is Kevin Ass Man.
Oh, no.
What's weird is it's also Mark Ass Man as well, so it's like you guys are related.
Hi, brother.
Oh, brother Ass Man. Imagine if
it's
your last...
Instead of Brother Osborne.
No, imagine if your brother's Ass Man.
Brother's Ass Man.
You are so dumb. Imagine if your last name was Ass Man and you were a great athlete and you had to wear a jersey with the last name Ass Man on it.
Not good.
Are you...
Where's this going?
Kevin is articulating what our boss is thinking right now. Where is this going?
Here's where it's going, is that there was this Canadian license plate review committee, and we have these here in the U.S. as well. When you go and you want a vanity tag for your car, you have to get it approved. And they will not let you put stuff on there. You can't put curse words, and you probably can't put Ass Man. And that's exactly what happened. The guy just wanted his last name on his license plate.
Yeah.
And he said, listen, in German, it's derived from my German family, and it's pronounced
Osman.
Osman.
But it's not A-U, it's A-S-S-M-A-N.
Yeah, it's Ass Man. But
if you're
Osman.
If you're a cop and you're driving and you see this guy, and it's, you know, you're going to be like, what a jerk, Ass Man.
The cop's going to be like, I'm more of a boob guy.
Yeah, right. I mean, it could. There's that, too. So Seinfeld, it's crazy. This was a real life story on the show Seinfeld.
A real life Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, it was a real episode. Fake story. Here it was.
Ass Man. No, these don't belong to me. I'm not the Ass Man. I think there's been a mistake.
What's your name again?
Cosmo Kramer.
Cosmo Kramer. You are the Ass Man.
It's funny, such a classic episode.
It is, and it's just funny that it came to life with this guy in Canada.
It really happened in Canada. Osman.
Nope. Ass Man. There you go.
Tomato, tomato. Yeah, Assman, Osman.
Whatever. Badge of honor, right?
But it got denied.
Poor Ass Man. 99.5 QIK. All right, Jason Aldean, Eric Church, Luke Bryan. All three of those guys. Probably Ass Man on one song. The only way I know. Check it out.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Jimmy Allen, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK.
There's this point of like a Friday morning, I just taste the beer, right? Because 70s sunny all weekend.
You are excited for the weekend. I know I am too. I'm doing a little mini vacation this weekend.
Where are you going?
Going to downtown Orlando. Usually when we go to Orlando, we go to the parks. Mm. We love going to Disney and stuff, drinking around the world at Epcot. But this time we wanted to switch it up a little bit and go to downtown Orlando and see the bar scene there, what it's got to offer.
All right, have fun.
It's going to be a really good time.
I'm going to do a bunch of beach bars. I just saw, this is great. I mean, this is just great news. It's a great story. They just got the latest water samples in from the Gulf. Mm-hmm. Red tide is at an all-time low.
Oh, that's
and
great.
They think that toxic bloom is starting to recede and go away. This is like the first positive result they've had in months and months that they think is solid. I got to tell you, if you love the beaches, and I mean, you know, that's why we're all here, at least a lot of us.
Yeah.
But this was a tough summer. Man, it was tough summer and fall. And so it's good that this looks like positive action, that this is going away. So
every time you say toxic bloom, I think that sounds like a really painful shot.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, no, it does. Yeah.
Have you had a toxic bloom before? Oof, that sounds brutal.
It's right up there with what I had the other day, a mint green. No, green tea.
Oh, green tea vodka shot? Oh, don't make a face. Those are delicious. Tastes just like green tea.
Shoot me now.
But they've got Jameson in them.
That's
the
problem right there. Yeah.
It'll get you.
What I have, my neighbor Aaron, he made me.
Oh, he forced you. He opened your mouth and poured it in.
Pickleback.
Oh, pickleback. Oh. Also delicious. Love pickle juice.
Also shoot me now.
Picklebacks are good.
So listen, this week, let's go support the beach bars if you stay in town.
Yeah, some toxic blooms.
Yeah, do whatever. That actually would be a red tide shot. I wonder what that is. That would be something.
Yeah.
Red tide shot.
I'm excited, come up with that too. Yeah, I can go back to the dog park now.
Yeah,
Tide's gone.
No, it's going to be good. So also, we played the new Brooks and Dunn this morning, which was great with Luke Combs. And so we've played it. I'm thinking we should play it again. Right?
Well, don't look at me. Yes.
So we'll play it again. But,
you don't need my approval. I thought yes.
Here's what
we'll do. If we get 1,000 texts between now and 9 o'clock saying to play it, we'll play it. 800-992-1099.
Yeah, because then we can justify it when we get in trouble.
Right, when we get screamed at for playing it for the third, fourth, fifth time this morning. But listen, it's new Brooks and Dunn, and it's Luke Combs. It's not even a new song. It's Brand New Man.
It's a reboot.
It's a reboot.
20-something years old.
Their first number one hit. But we want to do this again. Shoot us 1,000 texts saying play it or... ignore Travis or Travis.
Oh, don't put him on the spot.
Travis doesn't. If you just text us, Travis isn't the boss. He doesn't. Who cares with Travis? Anything like that? Because even though he technically is the boss. And then we'll play it. Because that way when he's like, why'd you play this three times? I'll be like, well, there's 1,000 people that said to ignore you. I had to listen to them.
I wonder if Travis likes your Travis voice.
What was it?
Oh, I told you not to play it. Sounds absolutely nothing like him.
I know, but you have to.
Terrible.
All right, you do your Travis voice.
Well, guys, you know, I don't think you should be playing that.
That's like, I think mine was bad. I think he'd like mine better than that one. Text us now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.